I made up a vocal profile of the sounds of forgiveness, and I want to teach it to you now. And I'll send you a copy of it too. I'll write it down. I wrote down some notes, but I'll detail it a little bit more, and I'll send it to you so that you can have it for reference. But let's start with pitch. I say pitch needs to be about a 6 on the vocal profile for forgiveness. Because remember, pitch is how high or low you go. Forgiveness needs to be on the higher side of pitch. You want to give the impression that you're happy to connect with them in a new and much better way. And that you're happy to just forget about the past mistakes and whatever the disagreements were. So being around a 6 on the pitch scale gives off the impression and shows that you're glad, that you're happy to be moving to a new positive place in your relationship and in your desire to understand one another and move forward. So your pitch needs to be up higher to help really showcase the sounds of forgiveness, because you should be happy to forgive and they should hear happiness in you to understand that it'll make them happy to be forgiven, and it's making you happy to forgive. And it works absolutely both ways. Okay? Next, pace. I'm going to give pace a 4. I want you to slow down your pace to a 4 because I want the listeners to feel as if you're not just rushing to accept something that you're not really content with. When people are like, yeah, that's good, fine, let's move on, they move fast. But the slower pitch will signal that you've thought about forgiving them, that you've weighed all of the options, and that you give yourself the time to make the right decision, and then without rushing, without feeling like you're in a hurry, telling them about forgiveness calmly and without any hurry. Those of you that just joined, I'm doing a vocal profile of the sounds of forgiveness because I think in today's world we need to be good at sounding and understanding the power of forgiveness and the sounds of forgiveness. So pitch 6, forgiveness needs to be on the higher side of the pitch, pace I just mentioned on the slower side, calmly, so that you give off the impression that you've thought about it, that you're serious about it, and that you calmly come to the conclusion, not by being pushed or forced or rushed. So the pace is about a 4. Now, tone. I'm going to put tone, which is, again, edgy to airy, right in the middle. You want to have some edge and a strong sound because you've just made a decision, and the possibilities that come from it are based on that decision. So you want to have... you want to have some edge mixed in because you want to sound strong enough that you've weighed all the facts and that you come to that decision. But you also want to have enough air mixed in to cushion the sound of forgiveness, because forgiveness should sound beautiful. And a certain amount of air does add that beauty. Forgiveness in theory and in practice. In theory and in practice is a beautiful thing. The idea of forgiving someone, that's beautiful. And then actually practicing to forgive someone or being forgiven is beautiful. So that's why I say in theory and in practice. Okay, let's see here. So this tone also being right in the middle of airy and edgy, And maybe a little tiny bit more on the airy side of 5 to 5.5. It comes from the heart with a promise that there are better times ahead and that someone, you, still care enough about them to forgive them. It makes both parties involved feel beautiful. So tone, 6, right in the middle, tiny bit more airing on the airier side to go for a more beautiful sound. Okay? Sounds of forgiveness. Melody, I'm going to say a 4. I want some melody, but not so much that you sound kind of wacky or less serious. If you're jumping all over the place with melody, it can sound like you're too young to even know what forgiveness is all about. Hey, yeah, let's forgive everybody. We're all just kids. What the heck? Or that you haven't put enough thought into your decision. Some melody makes you sound happy because you're using ascending melodies, and you are happy, but too much is just distracting from them and putting too much attention on you. If I'm telling someone that I forgive them and it's melodies all over the place and here and this and that and blah, it just seems like I'm trying to draw too much attention to me and the sounds that I'm making instead of what the forgiving is about. I forgive you. I want you to hear the forgiveness. I want you to feel the forgiveness. It's about them. So not too much melody. At most, a 4. Okay, volume. I'm going to suggest that we stay around a 4 on the volume scale for the sounds of forgiveness. If you're any softer than that, you're not going to come across as committed to your choice of forgiveness. It really does take a strong person to forgive. Think about this. Weak people forgive less. Because, why? Because they're too afraid of being hurt again. So weak people can't forgive because they're too afraid that by forgiving, someone is going to hurt them again, and that believing that they're not strong enough to take it emotionally to be hurt again. So weak people generally forgive less out of the fear of being hurt more. You need to be strong. You need to have a strong volume, and you need to show people that you're strong enough to ride through all of it for better or for worse, to deal with even more pain that may come after forgiveness happens, but that eventually, after the forgiveness really sets in and the relationship gets better and the understanding gets better, that it will lead to happy, to a fulfilling place. So, recap. Sounds of forgiveness. Pitch, 6. Forgiveness has to be on the higher side. Pace, 4. Slow down your pace so that they feel as if you're not rushing. Tone, 5. Right in the middle with a little extra air to make the sound of forgiveness and the feeling of forgiveness beautiful. 4. Melody. It's not about you. It's about forgiving them. Too much melody makes it sound like you're singing a song or that they're at the circus and they're going around and around in a merry-go-round. Not so much melody. Volume, 5, or somewhere between a 5 and a 4, because I want you to sound strong, that you're committed, that you're strong enough to deal with the pain, that you're strong enough in the future to deal with it if the problems happen again, and that you'll forgive them again. And so this is my most important era, day, topical vocal profile, voice of forgiveness. If we could all learn the sounds of forgiveness and then practice them on forgiving everyone. Forgive everybody. What have you got to lose? Forgiveness makes you feel better, makes them feel better, and it's never going to go away. Might as well just forgive them and move on and at least try to make things better.